Broke your toe.
No grower.
What did he say? What's Master Yid? Where's your fish tank? Copacetta?
So just want to check that the recording's working. Okay, very good. I'll just do my morning mission here. Okay, very good. Tov, so we're holding where? Shutfus. We said that we are shutfim b'maisa breishis in the aspect of that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't fulfill the purpose of the Bria without us. That's the way he made things. Why not? Because he wants to give, and he wants to give ultimate good. If you want to give good, that's 95% good. He wants to give 100% good. 100% good is only if you earn it. If you get it for free, it's not ultimate good. Therefore, you have to be in a situation where you can earn it. That means you have to be in a situation where you can choose not to earn it. When you earn it, you stand in his sight, you use your bechira correctly, then you get the reward as scha and not as charity. Therefore, we can choose not to do the right thing, and then Hashem can't give us the scha. If you don't do the mitzvah, you won't get scha. Hashem wants to give you the scha, but you chose not to do the mitzvah, so he can't give you the scha. So now he can't fulfill the purpose of the bria. When you do the mitzvah, it's if kaviyochol you're giving Hashem the opportunity to give you the scha. So now you become a shutter b'maisa breishis, because the whole tachlis of the bria is for you to get scha, or for Hashem to give the scha. So you become a partner. It means Hashem can't fulfill the tachlis of the bria without this partner. If you have to have a partner, because on your own you can't do it. He can't do it on his own. You can't give to yourself. You have to give to somebody else. So this somebody else has to earn it. That's the way things are set up. Why that is, we'll see. Why it has to be that way. But the bottom line is, it is that way. So therefore, we become shutfim.
Interesting that you say shutfim, because it's not, I wouldn't have thought that at all. You're not helping create anything. You're just helping fulfill what it was created for. You didn't do anything. So what do you mean you're part?
You didn't do anything. You earned the reward. What do you mean you didn't do anything?
Correct.
You earned the reward. No, if you don't earn the reward, then the bria can't be, then the tachlis of the bria can't be fulfilled. Nigma bria.
Correct. So you helped fulfill the purpose of the bria, but you didn't create it. So why does it say you should fit in the massive races? You're joining in the create. You're not. You didn't do anything. All you're doing
One second. When does the tachlis of my sabreishis get fulfilled? You're right. You might not have made the trees and the apples and the heavens and the earth.
I
want to answer your question. I heard your question. I want to answer your question. One second. A partner doesn't mean you do everything that the other guy does. He might be in sales and you might be in manufacturing. You might be in finance and he might be in advertising. Well, that means you do everything the partner does. So in a chinami, a partner doesn't mean you did everything. A partner means that the business is fulfilling its tachlis via the combined efforts of the partners.
Yes, but that's if you're doing something. You're not actually doing anything besides for completing the relationship. You can't say to me that.
That's all tachlis of in achinami, the prophet. Oh, in achinami. At the end of the day, was this business successful or not? Yes. Why? Because you used your bechira correctly. Or no, was right, the
so,
business
so
a total failure?
Fulfill the purpose of the business, but you. Didn't
so no,
start
no, that's called
business.
The shutif. No, don't so say
why,
that. That's called
why
the shutif.
Why are you called a partner in creating everything? You're not. You're not. You're a partner in making it come to fruition. But
that's my
separation. It's not my separation. You did nothing in my separation. You took my separation and now made it meaningful. You did nothing in my separation. So why does it say?
Let me give you a line. Let's use the marshal. Okay, I got it. Let's use the marshal. You have a factory that's producing rice, plastic chairs, yeah? Okay. You're making chairs. You've got this unbelievable factory that's producing the best plastic chairs that we've ever made at a price that no one's ever been able to make it for. Beseder? You set up the factory, you made it, right? But your storehouse is just getting full and full of plastic chairs because you don't want to sell the chairs. You don't know how to sell chairs. Marketing is not your game. Manufacturing and running a factory is your game. That's what you know. You've got the finances, you've made the factory, and you've made the chairs. Would you tell me that that factory is now a success? That business is now complete? No. Why should? Because until you sell the chairs and you make a profit, which is why you started the factory, the reason you started the factory, why did you start the factory, was to make bucks. And you're not making bucks. But what do you mean, why not? I'm making these unbelievable chairs at a price that no one's ever made them before, and I can sell them cheaper than anybody else. Yeah, but you're not selling them. So you take in a partner, and all the partner's job is to sell the chairs. He goes out and he sells the chairs, and the factory is an unbelievable success. Would you call him a partner in the factory? He's a partner in the whole factory. Call a factory as there is mushlam because of him. You won't say, no, he didn't do anything. What are you talking about? He made the whole factory successful. If it wasn't for him, the factory would shut regal. There's no factory. Yeah, but what do you mean? It's the most unbelievable factory that was ever run. He won all the prizes and awards in the manufacturing competitions. It was the best factory in the world. Yeah, but he went bankrupt because he couldn't sell chairs. It's the same year. You're right. Hashem made the whole world. He did everything. But if I don't do what I'm supposed to do, my little bit, my little 10 cents worth, then the whole factory is shut regal. It's bankrupt. There's no point in it. And by me doing my little bit, whatever my little bit is, it doesn't feel like such a little bit. It feels like quite an onerous big bit. But okay, in the global cosmic terms, it looks like a very small thing. If I don't do what I was supposed to do, the whole business is bankrupt. And if I do what I'm supposed to do, even if nobody else does what they're supposed to do, I just made the factory a big success. That's why you call shutfus b'maisa b'reishis. Doesn't mean you're a partner in every endeavor in the business. I don't know how to make apple seeds. You're right. I never made an apple seed in my life. I wouldn't know how to make a sea. I wouldn't know how to make a dolphin. I wouldn't know how to make an elephant. And I certainly wouldn't know how to make you. You know, for sure. But at the end of the day, I went out and sold the chairs. So in if you look at the whole factory, you see the guy that sold the chairs really did very little. I mean, the guy that set up the factory, he bought the machinery and he did all his research and the workers. He did a lot. Wow. I wouldn't know how to make a chair. I don't know what a chair is. Oh, but do I know how to sell them? So I went out and I sold them. So if you look at the whole thing of how much time and effort and energy he put in, very little. But he's called a partner in the factory. In fact, he's a senior partner, because without him, the factory would have gone bankrupt. That's what we mean, pashtus, shutfim b'maisa b'reishis, at this stage of the game.
Correct. Okay. Thank you. Very nice.
I hope that's helpful. But you're right. You didn't make the heavens and the earth and the sun and the moon and the stars and the sky. But you mashlim the bria. If without you, the bria is a waste of time. The sun and the moon and the stars and everything that Hashem created is useless. It's an absolute waste of time if I don't use my bechira properly, because then Hashem can't give me the reward. And the only reason He created this whole unbelievable cosmic wonder is to give me schar. That's the whole reason for the bria. No, but I have to earn it. If I don't earn it, bankrupt. So now you're a partner. Now, once you're considered a partner, and we saw the Shulchan Aruch, the shutuf means you're now a full-fledged partner. You have all the, I don't want to use the word rights, but you have all the schiyot, all the responsibilities of a full-fledged partner. You did very little. I did almost nothing. But what I did is what was the makeh b'patish. That was what was mashlim the bria. So therefore, I became a partner. Once I'm a partner, I get the keys to all the doors. I get the code to the password. I get signing powers on the bank. I'm now a partner. Okay. So, and that's what he says. If you look at the top of Nun Zayin, Hashutfim, he says there in big bold letters, Hashutfim, Haim Am Yisrael, Hamashlimim es habria al yedei kiyum ha-Torah v'ha-mitzvos. Klal Yisrael, which is the fifth level of the Bria, Yisrael Oved Hashem, we saw in the Ramban, they mashlimim es habria. It doesn't say that we created the world. It says Breishis Boro Elokim es Hashemayim v'Haaretz. It doesn't say Breishis Boro Elokim v'Klal Yisrael es Hashemayim v'Haaretz, because we didn't. But that whole creation of Maisa Breishis is irrelevant if we don't do what we're supposed to do, because we mashlim the Bria through our Kiyum Torah mitzvah. It says, Rak b'schus ha-Olam kaim. And only in the merit of Klal Yisrael does the world continue. Without you, without the sales guy, without the guy going out and selling chairs, then the factory is irrelevant. You can close the factory down. It's a waste of time. V'akonosh Baruch Hu boros ha-Olam ba'ofen shekivi yochel yesh dvorim shebo'erom eini yoichel ha-soyisam baladeinu. Hashem created the world in such a way, kiviyochol, we'll see as we go along what this all means, in a way that He can't fulfill the purpose of the Bria without us. V'adroim kashim keitzad nitei loivish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu eini yoichol. How can you say Hashem is eini yoichol? Hashem can sell chairs if he wants. Hashem can give you good if he wants, even if you don't earn it. So why did he have to create it in such a way that you have to earn it? Well, what's going on here? As what's eini yoichol? Hashem's called yoichol. As la'ala nivro advarim barachovah. This we're going to explain at length, this nekudah here. As we said, a partner, you're only taking a partner if you can't do something. But Hashem's called yoichol. He can do everything. He can make the chairs and sell them. So what does he need me to sell the chairs for? What does he need me? So we'll see. We'll see. Okay. So Ketzad Poeles Shutvus Zu. How does this Shutvus work? Let's take this apart. Let's see what the lomdus of the Shutvus is. Kamoli El Tachlis Abriya Hi Lahitiv. As we mentioned above, the Tachlis Abriya Lahitiv. We went through this all yesterday. We did this whole summary yesterday, and I've just done it again now. Everything we do, whether it's Oseh Tov or Sumira, that gives Kaviyachal Hashem the opportunity to be Meitiv Imanu. Right? And without us, Kaviyachal, you can't. So this is where we stopped yesterday. Hu Hifkid B'yaden is called Tachlis HaBriah. He deposited into our hands the entire Tachlis of the Briah. That means, will the Briah be successful or not? V'gam Hizeh Otanu. Then he gave us a warning. This one I'll pick up now. Ten Daitche Shelo Titkalkel V'tachri V'salomi. Six spine-chilling words, he said to Adam Arishon. Do whatever you want, just pay attention to one small detail. Just don't destroy the factory. Do whatever you want. Whatever you want, you're a full-fledged partner. You can do whatever you want. Just do me one favor, don't destroy my world. That's frightening. Why is that spine-chilling? Because Hashem's telling you, you can destroy the world. If Hashem has to warn you, please, I'm asking you nicely, please don't destroy my world. That means you can destroy the world. That's frightening. Okay, let's see. My machazal zeh. And we learned him shadim asugah chasfer chalila chivas oilam. We learned from this chazal that a person chasfer chalila can be machriv the whole world. K'day le'avrich as oilam ain't tzarich pitzatzes atom or b'maisim norim. To destroy the world, you don't need atom bombs and all sorts of, weapons and lasers and whatever. You don't need awesome big things. Kam hesech hadas masugah la'achriv. Hashem says, ten daitcho. That means hesek hadas can destroy the world also. Kasher ein ten daitcho, when there isn't ten daitcho, when a person's not paying attention, then you have the opposite, which is chas v'chilina, the world is nechrav. Ten daitcho, what causes the hachrova, what causes the world to be destroyed, is the lack of ten daitcho. Kasher yudi einen noisen es daitoi. Yeah, you see it again. When a person doesn't pay attention to his portion, to his little corner of shutfus b'maisa breishis, he has a chelek in the maisa breishis. From that alone, when he's just not paying attention, from that comes an awesome, awesome churban. Because the purpose of the world is not being fulfilled. If the purpose of the world is not being fulfilled, then that's a chorban. Kashiyudi einu choishev al kach ve'eni yodei azois. Dai b'kach delelach v'soilom. When a person doesn't think about this, or if he doesn't even know about it, like Ruba de Ruba of the world out there, the Jewish world I'm talking about, dai b'kach delelach v'soilom. That's enough to destroy the whole world. Bishvili nivra oilom. If I don't, therefore, recognize the unbelievable value of this awesome gift that was given to me, and awesome, big, strong, deep koyach that was put into my hands, and the olu miyad la'afrika glos is called tzad v'shol. I can destroy the whole world. Mamash, you're the most dangerous creature in the world. You're much more dangerous than an atom bomb. V'kach anam roh chazal. V'fish oylam nidoy in acher ruba. V'ayochid nidoy in acher ruba. Osa mitzah achas ashrov. She'achriyas atzmoy v'eskolo ilam l'kav schus. Oy v'aver achas oyloy. She'achriyas atzmoy v'eskolo ilam l'kav choyvo. Gemara in Kiddushin. They're not really what this Gemara means. It says, because the world is judged after Roiv, the world is judged after Roiv, and an individual is judged after the roiv of his maisim. If he does one mitzvah, wow, ashrei. Why? Because he bends, he moves himself and the whole world, the kavzchus, onto the side of merit. In other words, the world's perfectly balanced. He did a mitzvah. Wow, the whole world now and him is now elevated. You now raise the scales up and you now have moved the world to schut. The opposite, you do an aveira. I mean, I don't know how this cheshbon works. It's complicated. What do you mean? The world's always just balanced perfectly? Who says? I mean, the world could be, I don't know. Anyway, but the principle here we have to try and understand. You do one aveira, woe to you, because you just took a whole world and just moved the whole world on the opposite of what's called schus. You moved it to kav chayva. So what does this mean? Not an easy chazal. There's a Gemara in Kiddushin on Daf Mem, if you want to go have a look. Mashmois advarim hi, the mashmois of these words, the underlying understanding of these words, shekima oilam v'amidosoi tluim bonu, that the entire world and its kium, continued kium, is dependent on us. The whole way the world's set up is tolu on us. And the kol rega berega. Siddur Sorim says a similar thing as well. A person can lift up the world, he can destroy the whole world. That's because we have the whole world in us. We mentioned this the other day. Since we contain, that's pshatin, let us make man. That's let us make man. Hashem, Nefesh HaChaim says, Hashem took the whole world. He created the whole world. Then he went to the whole world and said, I want a little piece of each of you to help me create Adam. Therefore, he created Adam from the entire universe, and therefore we contain within us the entire universe. We mentioned this before, that each human cell contains everything. And therefore, when a person, as Masilish Ronim says, when a person lifts himself up, he lifts the whole world up with him, because he's a microcosm of the whole world. And when he goes down, the opposite happens, because he is a microcosm of the entire universe, the entire infinite universe. Infinite, I don't know, all right, leave infinite out for now. It is, but whatever, it's too complicated. Well, the same way, this is a midrash in Koheles Rabbah. In the same way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Adam Rishon, please pay attention, you don't destroy my world. Kach umavakesh mitanu. He asks us as well. Tnu daitchem. Shelo tachrive esolomi hakol tolu bochem. As the midrash says it. Hashem asks everybody, please, I'm asking nasty, don't destroy my world. It's all dependent on you. There you have it, mefurish. You think I'm just pretending that the Nefesh HaChaim has something to do with the sefer we're learning here. A lot of what he said here is based on Nefesh HaChaim. He himself had, I don't know how many, 60, 70, 100 shirim on Nefesh HaChaim. He knew the sefer well, and a lot of what he's saying is based on the Nefesh HaChaim. It has to be. Any sefer that's teaching Hashkofas at Torah has to be based on Nefesh HaChaim, because the Nefesh HaChaim, I heard this from a Baruch Motcha, shall stark and gesund sein, he needs Rufu Shlema, that the Nefesh HaChaim is the Shulchan Aruch of Hashkofa. That means if anybody wants to say anything Alocha, you've got to be able to find that in Shulchan Aruch, nachon? If it's not in the Shulchan Aruch, then you're struggling a little bit if you think that it's the Alocha. Because the whole Alocha, today, whether you're Ashkenazi or Sfari, Lo Meshaneh, but he's rooted somewhere in Shulchan Aruch. The same with Hashkofa. The Nefesh HaChaim is the Shulchan Aruch of Hashkofa. So therefore, you'd expect a sefer on Hashkofa to have something to say about the Nefesh HaChaim. Okay, that's another discussion. So he says, the Reb Chaim says like this, V'chol chiyosam v'kumam shel ha'olam is kulam. The entire life and continued existence of all the worlds, whatever olam is, I don't know what that is, but whatever they are, hurak al yedei ha'toira ha'kadosha, that is only via the Holy Torah, because Yisrael oiskim bo. When Yisrael is oisek b'Torah, that is the entire kim of all the worlds. Shehi nehira de kol almin, unishmasa v'chiusa de kulon. Because that is the light of all the worlds, and the neshama and life force of everything. Okay? Tlal Yisrael oiskim b'Torah is the light and life force of all the worlds. That's like the neshama of the world. The famous statement that if the world from one end to the other would be Ponoi, there will be no learning Torah Chalila for just one moment, no a second meditation in Torah. The entire world would go back to Tohu V'Bohu, whatever that is, but it's not a good thing. However you want to learn Tohu V'Bohu, the world will just go back to desolation and void and whatever that is, but it doesn't sound like a good thing. That's what would happen. Why? Well, because what's keeping the world alive is Torah that Klal Yisrael is Oisek in. Well, if the whole of Klal Yisrael for one moment wouldn't be Oisek B'Torah, there would be a moment where no one's Oisek B'Torah, the world would cease to exist, whatever that means. Yeah, that's what he says. And you can rely on Reb Chaim Volozhin, by the way. He knew what he was talking about. He knew how to learn, and he knew what he was talking about. The Vilna Gaon testified about Reb Chaim Volozhin himself, that he understood the entire system, that he understood the Nimshel completely. That means he had a deep grip on Hashem and how the world was created and how it's put together. And he was the father of all the yeshivas, the learning today, how we learn, when we learn, what we learn. It's called Kulu Reb Chaim Volozhin. Okay, so that's what he says. Since Torah is what keeps the world alive, not just our world, all the Olamos, everything, the entire Bria, from Maisa Breshis Ad Asof, is only the Neshama of that. The same as you have, it's not exactly the same as the Neshama to the Guf. It's not a good marshal. You'll see, he speaks about that as well, the Nefesh HaChaim, but you think about it, you can work it out for yourself. Yeah, if you take the Neshama, which is Klal Yisrael's Torah, out of the world ceases to exist. It goes back to Tov HaBol. So it's the same. You want to say a marshal, if you take the neshama out of a person, the person dies. Yeah, but the person carries on being there. When the neshama leaves the goof doesn't disappear. The goof doesn't go back to Tov HaBol. It just becomes a piece of steak. But it's still there. It doesn't disappear. Yeah, when you take the Torah out of the world ceases to exist. Tov HaBol. Nothing. So it's not that 100% marshal, but it's a... We're not letting Nefesh HaChaim now. Okay, but I'm just pointing out that there's a difference. When you take the neshama out of the goof, you know, when you see a dead dog on the side of the road, yeah? So why didn't it just disappear? It lost its nefesh behem. It lost its life force, which was its connection to its nefesh, to the higher world somehow, however that works. And then when the neshama goes, the nefesh goes out of the dog should cease to exist. Why all these dead dogs on the side of the road? Yeah? Spoiling your appetite. Wow. You see, because it's not the same. When a yid's not learning Torah, it's not that the world, the neshama leaves the world and the world just carries on being a lifeless blob. No, it ceases to exist. Lagamre. We can now say that in order to bestow upon us total good, 100% good, Hashem created a mareches of a partnership between us and him. It's 100% shutfus. Because without us, Hashem can't fulfill the purpose of the Bria. I mean, now that his essence can do anything. We're talking about now that he created this system and he set it up like this, now he can't fulfill the purpose of the Bria without us. Now he stands back because he can't interfere in your Bechira. Once the Bechira is given, it's given. He can't interfere. So he stands aside and he waits, anticipates anxiously, will you do what you were supposed to do? Because I want to give you. Please, I'm begging you. Maybe we won't give him the opportunity. He won't be able to bestow good on us, and then the whole purpose of the Bria will become bottled. Finished. Nigma. So that's quite a big responsibility you've just picked up today. You know, it's quite heavy. You're responsible for the whole Kim of the Bria. Besides, I mean, the kavan of the whole Bria is your Lama Ba. Now, are you going to build the Lama Ba the way Hashem wants you to or not? But he wants to give you whatever there is to give you in the Lama Ba, infinite pleasure. Choshuv la'ad gisheshutva zu hi amuka harbe yoyse miyashutvas hamukubeles ben abrius. We've been working now with the marshal and understanding shutfus in the way that we understand shutfus in the Bria, the physical shutfus. But he says it's much deeper than the normal understanding we have of shutfus. Because in order to bestow this ultimate good that Hashem wants to give on us, Kasha kivyocha kosh bochu tanu alav ba'avusas ahava. Normal shutva is you don't even have to love your partner. You don't have to get on with him. You don't even have to speak to him. As long as you're both there, you want to make bucks, you want to make profit. As long as you're doing what you're supposed to, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to do, you can hate each other and the business could still be a big success. You don't have to have a relationship with your partner. You're making the chairs and I'm selling them and the business is doing a voldik, you know, but we don't hang out. We're not, we don't go to the pub together after work because we don't like each other particularly. But it could still be a very good shutfus. But that's not what Hashem did with us. Because Hashem wants to give us the ultimate good, which is himself, he wants us to have a kesher with him. He bound us to him with big, big, thick ropes of love. We have no way of understanding how strong that is. We have no idea what Hashem's infinite love for us is. You can't compare giving stam. You give somebody something, you know, the neighbor comes and wants sugar, so you give them sugar. Sada. You're not because you love the guy, just because why not? You can't compare that giving to a giving that a person gives to somebody because he has a deep love for them. When two people who love each other, they got some connection with each other, they start giving to each other, each giving increases the love. You give to the guy because you love him. And now you gave him, so you love him more. And then it just keeps growing because you love him more. You give him more. And then it's an ongoing spiral of love. The love now gives you more desire to give. Eventually you just get into free fall. You just love each other so much. You keep giving and loving and giving. It just becomes this infinite giving and love. This love, for sure, flows from Hashem towards us. That's obvious. We know that Hashem's love for us is infinite, and it's growing, and it's infinitely expanding. We return back that gilu of ava to Hashem. And then he loves us more, kivyochol. And now Hashem can give more and more and more good to us, infinite good. Because the love that Hashem is bestowing and the good that Hashem is bestowing on us and will ultimately bestow on us in Amabah is bli gvul, it's infinite. This ongoing relationship of you do what you're supposed to do, so he loves you more, so he gives you more. Eventually, you know, like they say that, you know, love is blind. It's not true, but it's makalkeles ashura. Love breaks all the rules. He loves us so much, he breaks all the rules. This Avusus Ava we'll deal with in Perek Dalet. We're going to deal with that now. But that's what's going on. There's this ongoing, growing, expanding love between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that happens as we do what we're supposed to do, and then Hashem gives more, and then because of that, we give back more, and then he gives more, and it's just this ongoing, unbelievable marechet of Avusus Ava. You're bound to Hashem with thick ropes of love. It is an infinite, Hashem has infinite pool of love for us, and it keeps bestowing on us more and more and more, the more we do what we're supposed to do. Okay, so that's weighty, big responsibility here. We have to recognize that everything we do, even if it's the smallest thing, you've got 5 minutes and you open up a safe and you learn for 5 minutes or whatever, ziyakum kol ha'olam. That's tendaitcha shelo tachriv esolami. You paid attention. You went and you said a kapitel tehillim because you had 1 second fair. So you opened up a tehillim, you said a kapitel tehillim. Zekium koloilo. We think it's small. We think it's nothing. Bah, what? 5 minutes. I'll just sit here and look at the wall. In 5 minutes, you can become the whole world. It could be right at this moment. No one's learning Torah. You're the only one. Anyway, that's it for today. Amen Hashem, tomorrow we'll start Perek Dalet. And take the sugya a little bit forward. Remember, what we're doing this for is because we want to understand how to get real simcha. That's what we said. All the problems of the world are lack of simcha. And to get real simcha, we have to learn to love ourselves. To love ourselves, we have to know who we are. So we're on a journey of self-discovery here. Yeah? That's really what we're doing. Trying to understand who we are and what that relationship with Hashem actually looks like real. Not what we kind of think it is as we filter it through our secular and Christological upbringing. No, we want to know what the Torah has to say about that. So that's what we're busy doing. And Metz Hashem, we'll take this step, a big step forward, Metz Hashem, tomorrow. Okay.
Great. Take care.
Bye, bye, bye.
All the best, Rabbi Yisrael.